The idea is that building a coaching business is quite challenging for a variety of reasons that we'll talk about. But the biggest one is that people, most people, 99.99999% of the human beings on planet Earth really have no idea what it is to have a great coach. And they may have had a coach, maybe an athletic coach or a teacher that was coach-like. So they may have some notions, but most likely, even if they have notions, they are from 20th century experiences. And 20th century coaching wasn't that much different than 20th century management. It may be a slightly progressive form of management, coaching in the 20th century. And it was very much in the model that all of human achievement was approached, every endeavor of human achievement was approached in the same way in the 20th century, using a model that has become known as management science. And management science basically means command, control, compliance. So if you want to get anything done with other humans, you need to tell them what to do, show them how to do it, and then make sure they do it right. Command, control, compliance. And our school systems are designed around management science. All of our enterprises and organizations are designed around management science. It's the predominant methodology for human achievement from the 20th century. As we move into the 21st century, there is a radical shift in human evolution wherein many, many human beings do not resonate with that form of human achievement. They don't want to be told what to do. They might like being shown how to do it, but they sure don't want to be controlled in how they do something. Once they're shown, they want to say, okay, that's how you do it, and maybe I can figure out a better way, or they want to use their creativity, their resourcefulness, and for sure, they don't want to live their life like a test where they're going to be tested for compliance to make sure they did it right. That is not a fulfilling life for the human beings in that situation. However, that was all human achievement, and even coaching in the 20th century was predominantly based on a accountability model. Like maybe it was slightly progressive in that the coachee in the 20th century could kind of create what they wanted to do, but then the coach is going to hold them accountable and make sure they did it. Or if you were on an athletic team, even if it was very purposeful, most likely the coach was like, it's my way or the highway, this is what we're going to do it. You got to do it the right way or you're not going to get on the field kind of a situation. So even the coaching was management science approach. So this creates a major challenge for all of us as coaches because we're talking to people about being a coach and wanting people to hire a coach and hire us as coaches when they really have no idea what that means. What we mean by coaching is very different than the management science coaching of the 20th century. We're talking about a collaboration between the coach and the player. We're talking about playing for results rather than just trying to accomplish tasks and do them right. We're talking about a co-creation of the best ways of doing things. The coach has ideas on the best way. The player may have some ideas. The player can invent new ways with the coach, you know, advising and sharing and learning from the player as well. And so this new coaching model is a co-created model, a collaborative model, which did not exist in the 20th century. And people don't really know what it feels like or what it is. So when you say, oh, I'm a coach and this is what I do, they don't understand you. But they think they do, and that's what makes the whole thing so precarious because people think they know what you mean when you say you're a coach, but they don't. So with this as a very big problem, and it will point to this thing that Seth Godin shared that I'll share with you, My new theory on the best way to build a coaching business is to actually teach everyone you know how to coach using 21st century coaching methodologies like play to win, for example, like the coaching proficiencies, for example, some of our material at Coachville. So what we want to do is help you build your business by giving you a radical new way to do so by becoming the coach trainer in your community. And this is the strange thing. I totally believe that as you teach people how to coach, they will then want to hire you as their coach. So the best way to get people to hire you as a coach is to first teach them how to coach, because once they learn how to coach the 21st century way, they'll actually learn how awesome it is, but how challenging it is. It's awesome and challenging. And they'll get it. They're like, oh man, this coaching thing is awesome. Now I realize I need a great coach. Can I hire you? I fully believe that's how it will play out. I don't know that for a fact as a general rule, but I do know it as a fact for myself because lots of people that I have taught how to coach want to hire me. So I know this happens all the time for me. I just don't know if it happens for everybody else, but I believe that it will. I have a strong inkling that it will happen just that way for you. So that's the big idea. That's really the whole point of it. So that's it in a nutshell. I also believe there's a few other little things, like two other key points. 20th century mindset was emotions are dangerous. Feelings are dangerous. You keep your emotions at the door. You do not bring feelings and emotion into your activities. They only create problems. 21st century coaching methodology is all about accessing your emotions and feelings and learning from them, leveraging them. And in fact, they are key to your intuition, your creativity, and your ability to express yourself in a way that's meaningful. So one of our core methodologies is inner freedom, which is all about tapping into these areas of feelings and emotions and especially fear and how you can transform fear into possibility using inner freedom. And so that's a big distinction from 20th century mindset to 21st that I believe people are ready for. And then third is the 20th century mindset. Industrial mindset is the environment is there to be used, abused, and overcome. That's what the environment is. You just use it to suit your purposes. You abuse it if you need to. And if it presents problems, you overcome it. That's how humans related to the environment in the 20th century. 21st century model is completely different. We realize we need to care for the environment, but not only just the environment, meaning like the earth, but our environments, the people around us. Our finances are part of our environment. Our physical space is our environment. Our spirituality is a part of our environment. So we realize in the 21st century that we are actually a product of our environment, and we need to care for it. And actually, if we design it carefully, it can be a huge asset, and it can be a collaboration. It can evolve us. So this is a 21st century idea that is not incorporated at all into the coaching of the 20th century that people might have heard about, thought about, experienced. So my feeling is that if we teach people 21st century coaching methods and concepts like our play to win, inner freedom, world power, and the coaching proficiencies, if we teach this to people, it will, first of all, rock their world in a really good, positive way, and they will then become advocates for coaching, customers of coaching, and with them as customers and advocates of you and coaching, you will have a much easier time building a thriving coaching business. So that's the whole picture. And that's what we're doing. So what the Coachville Certified Trainer Program is a way for you to become certified quickly and easily in our core coaching methods, Play to Win, Inner Freedom, World Power, and a new program that we're creating that's a blend of the coaching basics, skills, and the coaching proficiencies. So these four core programs that you can obtain a license to teach in your communities, anywhere, by person to person, which I recommend, by phone, by webinar, however you want to teach them, whatever works best for you and your communities, both geographically based and virtually based. It's an open-ended license. We want you to teach people in the world how to coach. And by doing so, build a thriving business, but also greatly benefit Coachville, because then people all over the world through you are learning about Coachville and our methods and our concepts and how awesome we are, which we hope a lot more people learn.